A reading from the book of Prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim her, that her service is not at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley should be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country, broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up onto a high mountain. Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice. Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out. And say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with the power, the God Lord, who rules with his strong arm. Here in his reward with him, he recompenses before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arm, he gathers the lambs, carrying them to his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with God, one day is like 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you and not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be? Conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for all the hasting of the coming of the day of the God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager, be found without a spot or blemish before him at peace. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way, a voice of one crying out in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: one mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from the Gospel passage we just heard proclaimed. St. John proclaimed, one mightier than I is coming after me. True identity. We find it in so many ways that we want to know the true identity of everybody we meet. Who are they really? We see it in entertainment. We see it in comics. We also see it in real life, in which someone might have a hidden identity that is not really known, but we really would like to know who they really are. Especially if you're meeting someone who's trying to sell you something, Who are they really saying they are? And is it the real person they say they are? We always want the true identity. We have that today in our gospel passage, someone who reveals his true identity of who he is and who he is not. And that is St. John the Baptist. As we continue, as we've begun our Advent season, we started last Sunday. We go to from last Sunday, in which the gospel passage was taken right before Jesus was to celebrate the Last Supper with his disciples. We heard how Jesus said, "Be watchful, be alert, watch for the day the Lord will reveal his glory." Now at that time, and just a few hours later, they would probably were all devastated that Jesus was arrested, scourged, and led for crucifixion. But he told them that the glory of the Lord will appear. And for them, just 3 days later, they saw his glory and power when he rose from the dead. Now for this Sunday, we go all the way back to the very beginning of the account of St. Mark, the very first 8 verses. He sets the scene by quoting from Isaiah and several other prophets the role of St. John the Baptist. What do we know about St. John the Baptist? We know these things. First of all, he is the son of Elizabeth and Zechariah. Both of them were very advanced in years and prayed and wanted children, and their prayer was answered, and they were given John. We also know that John the Baptist was a second cousin to Jesus. Elizabeth and Mary were first cousins, born about approximately the same time. St. John had a few more months more than Jesus over him. Now getting to our gospel passage, we also hear about St. John, what his life was like. We hear he set no fashion statement by wearing camel hair clothing. He was probably not accustomed to the finer clothing that was available, but this was to keep him warm since he was living in the desert. And he certainly was no connoisseur of fine dining, eating locusts and honey. These food items were for free and probably scrounged for his food. People probably thought that this was the one to come because he was also baptizing. Scripture scholars believe that baptism started somewhere even before 100 BC. And baptism was done to the people who came to be baptized to show forgiveness of sin. It was customary to take people and plunge them into the water, which the word baptism comes. They would stand before people and were plunged into the water to show washing away of sin. These are the things we heard thus far in our passage for today. These were the things we knew about St. John. But there's two other things that he added in the passage, which he said he is not. First of all, he said, "I'm a true servant." He uses a term by saying, "I'm not even worthy to unfasten the thongs on the sandals of the one who is to come. I am not worthy." He was a very humble man. But also, too, he points out and said, "I baptize with water, but the one to come will baptize with the Holy Spirit." Now that was an indication that the one who was to come would also give forth God showing favor not only on the one to come, but all those who are to be baptized. And if I can move you fast forward to the end of the Christmas season, when we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, the event of Jesus being baptized by John, and when he was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him to show that God was with him. This is what St. John did, was to prepare the way of the Lord. We only hear of St. John maybe 2 Sundays, if we're lucky, 3 Sundays in the church year. He came to do what he was to do, to prepare the way for Christ. He was to be the last prophet and to point people in the direction of Christ himself. To me, what I'd like us to reflect upon today is to remember that all of us have been baptized. We have been all called to conversion, but on now to take on the life of Christ himself. We heard in our first reading for today the prophet Isaiah, we are to prepare a highway for the Lord to come. That is what St. John made as his mission, to call people to repentance. So I'd ask you once again in this Advent season, use this time, these very short season this year, to use the Advent season to open up your heart and soul to receive once again the Prince of Peace. Make him a welcome guest. Have him come to you so that once again that you can form your life around Christ and are truly blessed by the peace of Christ. St. John's words are always true. Repentance. Believe in Christ. And in doing so, we welcome Christ once again to come into our lives, to always be a welcome guest and be influential. Since we have been baptized into Christ, let the Holy Spirit influence us in all that we do and open up our hearts and souls to the one who has come to save us.